Hey, this is Brandon Crawford from the San Francisco Giants, and you're listening to TortureCast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the TortureCast, and this is a special series of interviews. This particular one is an exclusive interview that I had with Jeff Samardzija, starting pitcher for the San Francisco Giants, at Media Day yesterday at AT&T Park, the day before Fan Fest. We talked about several things, including his offseason training regiment, the World Baseball Classic, and the origin of his last name. A lot of the other interviews that I did secure with Buster Posey, Hunter Pence, Bochy, and all those, it's mostly a mix of other reporters asking questions, but this is the only one where I got one-on-one extended time with. But you can view most of these on video, on YouTube, or on Facebook. Check them out at TortureCast.com. I hope you enjoy it.
So this is Chad here with TortureCast, here with starting pitcher Jeff Samardzija. Is that how you pronounce it? You always see the debates on Twitter.
Samardzija would be correct.
Yeah, that would be correct.
Absolutely. There's a few ways to do it.
Yeah, you know, it's, you're like, whatever. As long
starts
as
with close. An S, I usually pay attention.
So. Mm-hmm. And what's the origin, like the country of origin for that?
Serbian.
Serbian?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
A bunch of consonants in those.
It is too many. Yeah, absolutely. It surprised Ellis Island. They didn't shut a few of them down. But they decided to keep all of them, I guess.
That's amazing.
That's okay.
Maybe not today. Just kidding. That was a stupid comment. So how was your off season?
It was good.
Yeah.
You know, off season's off season. It's first couple weeks. You take a deep breath and recoup, and then start thinking about the next one. So we're here today, and it's usually the kickoff to the start of the season mentally as a player, and you start changing your opinions and your views on things, and base everything towards getting ready for the season.
Yeah, what's your off-season training look like? Did you change anything, or was it kind of typical from seasons past?
Pretty typical. You know, I'm a pretty much a schedule type guy, and pretty much stick to it. And what feels good, obviously, you tweak here and there. Mostly the throwing program will get tweaked based on when the season ended and how you felt that season towards the end and how you feel at that moment. So, but mostly all the same, just getting with the team and getting those workouts knocked out.
Yeah, exactly. How was your first year pitching here in this yard? I mean, did you like it? Was it kind of what you hoped for or expected, or were there quirks or things that maybe you didn't expect that panned out?
Yeah, no, I mean, pitching here in AT&T was great. I mean, I've always been a fan of throwing here when I was a visitor, and to come here and get the home site experience was obviously awesome, and it was everything I expected. A few more better results, you know, here and there, and I think it'd be everything we want it to be. So we're working towards that for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, when you say working towards that, I mean, what specifically do you think? Because, you know, yeah, there were some starts where, you know, things happened or whatever. What do you think was the main issue with a couple of those starts? Was it just mechanics, leaving it up, or what do you think was the issue?
You know, I think for me, early in the game is important. I think the first couple innings and getting out of them nice and clean, and then usually I can settle in after that. You know, I enjoy throwing a lot of pitches and throwing deep in the game. So for me, it's not burning too many of those pitches and showing the offense too much, you know, within the first time through. And the quicker you can dispatch of those guys and get into the later in the order in the third inning, and then that order will roll around when you're warmed up and ready to go. Usually it's going to be a good day. So for me, it's just about you know, coming out early in the game and being efficient and getting those early quick outs.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And obviously there's been a change in the bullpen. You know, mm-hmm. the last three, I guess you could say, of the core four are gone. And obviously fans have been, you know, loving these guys for years. But the young guys that are coming up, and, you know, they obviously established a lot of themselves last year. I mean, what did you see last year? Are you excited about some of these young arms?
Absolutely. You know, I'm really excited about adding Mark and then the young guys behind him. I've seen before in bullpens, when there's a guy that's a set closer and he's the guy, usually it makes the role a little bit easier on the guys behind him. I think when there is no set closer and either everyone's, you know, chomping to become the closer or pressing to show they can become the closer, I think and ends up getting a little mixed up because nobody quite knows their role. So I think when you shore up the top end of it, everything else kind of falls in place. And you know, now you're only covering two, three innings, you know, hopefully one inning. You know, since you have your closer, you got to get through the seventh and the eighth to get there. If the starter goes deep, then obviously you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
And now you can match up lefty and righty to the ninth. So, you know, guys aren't throwing a lot of pitches and they're available back-to-back days, if not 3 days in a row. And You know, your lefty specialists are getting lefties out and not trying to get four outs and, and things like that. So it just kind of, when you shore up certain parts of the team, it just makes it a little bit easier on everybody else.
Yeah, it seems like almost like a waterfall effect, because it's, you know, not just the mental aspect, but like you said, now you have lefty specialists that can concentrate on lefties, and you just don't have that open-ended, you know, back end of the ninth. And obviously, you know, the team had 32 or so blown saves, nine in the ninth, but it really seems like this is an opportunity to kind of clamp down on those blown saves. And I mean, gosh, if you guys add five, 6 wins to your total, you're going to be right in the division.
It's important, you know. I think just because you look at the flip side of if it went well, right, you know, what you're dealing with when it doesn't go well, you're looking at demoralizing mentally, you know, because you were leading the game probably the whole way, or you'd probably just taken the lead in dramatic fashion in the bottom of the eighth or something like that. So, you know, not only are you chalking up the win in the win column, you know, you're not battling that the mental devastation of working all 3.5 hours for nothing to show for it. So I think it's a momentum thing, and it's just a factual thing also of how important it is to have those guys back there.
Yeah, it brings up another thing. You see a lot of these baseball analysts, kind of the sabermetricians, and I know a lot of them, and I like stats, but I know a lot of them say, oh, if a guy has numbers in the seventh or the eighth, they're going to translate fine in the ninth. Bullpen by committee is fine. It should work. I mean, obviously it didn't work with this team. I think that really does speak to kind of the mental aspect of a closer. I mean, have you ever closed in your college career?
I think I have a little bit. I pitched in the bullpen out a lot, but, you know, we had Carlos Marmol that was closing with the Cubs and Kerry Wood. So I didn't get too many opportunities to close, but, you know, it's definitely different. I mean, obviously a lot of it depends on where the lineup falls. But you also know as a closer, you're going to get the best pinch hitter from the opposite side on the bench. You know, so you're going to have to get tough outs. There's times when you might run into the bottom of the order and get a nice quick 1-2-3. But most of the time, guys are taking pitches and trying to work the count. You know, so as a closer, you need to be able to throw strikes with all your pitches whenever in a starter's mentality.
Yeah.
And you're also getting the best of the guys because they know it's the last three outs and they have to do their thing. So it's definitely a little bit harder than the seventh and eighth inning, and everybody's paying attention too. So you definitely takes a certain guy to do it, and it's nice when you have that guy.
Yeah. Now, as far as spring training, I'm sure you guys are getting amped for that. Same thing, just like your spring training work or your off season workout. Is it going to be kind of just similar things you're going to be working on down at camp?
For sure, it's going to be a little longer this year with the World Baseball Classic, so we're going to have some more time to work on some things and probably get an extra start or two mixed in there. But I would assume, you know, with Boach running the show, it's probably going to be sticking to the script.
Yeah. Did anyone ask you about World Baseball Classic? How does that happen? Do you get invited, or last
time around they offered me, but I was in the middle of arbitration, so I didn't do it. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't get asked this year. It's a great question. You have to ask.
Yeah, no, I didn't even know how it worked. So
no idea.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for your time.
Have a good one. Take care. Yeah.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the Torture Cast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.